I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli tanks advanced to the heart of Rafah for the first time on Tuesday, pressing its offensive in Gaza's southern city, despite international condemnation of an attack that sparked a blaze in a tent camp for the displaced, killing at least 45 people. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
Displaced Palestinians in Rafah made their way through mangled tents and scattered belongings on Tuesday after an early morning Israeli airstrike killed Palestinians sheltering there, according to Gaza health officials. We want to go, but we don't know where to go, says Manel Tembura. They told us this was a safe place. Israel's military denied striking a tent camp west of Rafah on Tuesday after Gaza health authorities said Israeli tank shelling had killed more than 20 people there.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military is investigating the airstrike Sunday in southern Gaza's Rafah that killed more than 40 civilians, according to a spokesperson Tuesday.
We are looking into all possibilities, including the option that weapons stored in a compound next to our target, which we did not know of, may have ignited as a result of the strike.
Chief military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hogari added footage of the incident indicated there were secondary explosions following the strike. He said it was still unclear what set off the deadly blaze in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, but added that 17-kilogram munitions used in the strike were believed to be too small to have set off such a big fire. Spain, Ireland, and Norway have formally recognized a Palestinian state. It's a step toward a long-held Palestinian aspiration that was fueled by international outrage over the civilian deaths and humanitarian crisis in Gaza.